Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works. I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next to listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text Daily Stoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text Daily Stoic to 500-500. Respect the man who stands alone. It's hard not to read about Cato's life and be struck by how often he stood alone. He stood alone as he reformed Rome's treasury. He was the sole voice willing to say no when people wanted to spend the money the empire didn't have. He stood alone when he refused to buy elections. He stood alone in how he dressed. He stood alone when he filibustered against bad laws. As Seneca would write, Cato stood alone against the vices of a degenerate state that was sinking to destruction beneath its very weight, and he stayed the fall of the Republic to the utmost that one man's hand could do to draw it back. Cato was right in most of these stands, wrong in others. Sometimes he was obstinate and stubborn, other times righteous and good. But each time he stood alone, very alone, with conviction and determination and real skin in the game. Which is why we have to respect and admire him. Why he was a great hero to his fellow Stoics, and why he was truly a great man. Today, we seem not only to have lost the courage to stand alone like this, we've lost even our admiration for people who do. Everything is so divided and partisan that we can't see the beauty and the bravery of John McCain's final vote in the Senate or Romney's lone Republican vote to commit. We can't appreciate the risk taken in J.K. Rowling's tweets or Jordan Peterson's stand about free speech or in whistleblowers or in activists like Colin Kaepernick, because all we can see is whether we agree or not, whether we like them or not. If you want a world where people do the right thing, where they act on the courage of their conviction, then you must create a culture that respects those choices. You must carve out space to respect the taking of a principled stand and must learn how to say, I don't agree with that person, but man, that took guts. That's not to say that you exempt them from the consequences. That's not to say you don't fight against them if you do disagree, but you recognize and acknowledge guts when you see it. Standing alone is a difficult thing. It's a controversial thing. It's unfortunately a rare thing, but we need more of it now than ever before, lest we go the same way as Rome. Awareness is freedom. The person is free who lives as they wish, neither compelled nor hindered nor limited, whose choices aren't hampered, whose desires succeed, and who doesn't fall into what repels them. Who wishes to live in deception, tripped up, mistaken, undisciplined, complaining, in a rut? No one. These are base people who don't live as they wish. And so no base person is free. Epictetus' Discourses 4:1. It's sad to consider how much time many people spend in the course of a day doing things they have to do. Not necessarily obligations like work or family, but the obligations we needlessly accept out of vanity or ignorance. Consider the actions we take in order to impress other people, or the lengths we'll go to fulfill urges or sate desires we don't even question. In one of his famous letters, Seneca observes how often powerful people are slaves to their money, to their positions, to their mistresses, even, as was legal in Rome, to their slaves. No slavery is more disgraceful, he quipped, than one which is self-imposed. We see this slavery all the time. A codependent person who can't help but clean up after a dysfunctional friend. A boss who micromanages employees and sweats every penny. The countless causes, events, and get-togethers we're too busy to attend, but agree to anyway. Take an inventory of your obligations from time to time. How many of these are self-imposed? How many of them are truly necessary? Are you as free as you think? This is March 4th's entry in the Daily Stoic. I did a piece somewhat recently about this where I said that success, at least for me, is spelled autonomy. And what I mean by that is if you're rich or powerful or famous or living your so-called dream, is it really a dream? Are you really successful? Are you really powerful? If you're not in control of your life, more specifically, if you're not in control of your days. So on the one hand, Marcus Aurelius is very, very powerful. On the other hand, he's not very powerful because he has to wake up every day and be emperor. It doesn't seem like he really wanted to do that. And so that's part of it, right? Like, are you in control of your schedule or is your schedule in control of you? To me, that's a really important question. And like even today, I was rushed this morning because I opened my phone and I had a bunch of things in the calendar that I sort of hadn't checked and I didn't think about and honestly don't really want to do. And that cut short my walk with my kids. It made me a little short with my wife as I was rushing out of the house. And it's leaving me less time to write, less time to read. And it's not really the day that I want to have today. And so that sucks. But it's self-imposed. That's the worst part about it. I have the power to change it, but I didn't. I could sort of blow it all up, but my word matters to me. So the point is I have to learn from this, and I don't want days like this in the future. So that's one sort of thing. Like, are you in control of your calendar? Is your calendar in control of you? The other part of this, though, and I think this is also what Epictetus is talking about, is not just freedom to do what you want. There are plenty of people that are so rich and so powerful, they wake up, they don't have to do anything. They'll never work another day again. They have people to do all the unpleasant things, and yet they're still very not free because they are addicted to this substance or that substance. They've got this bad habit or that bad habit. They have this racing thought or this paranoia or this fear, right? The autonomy, Epictetus was seemingly the least free out of anyone in Rome. He's literally a slave, but he finds freedom within that because he frees himself from his desires, from his impressions, from the tyranny of his mind. He's in control, even though he's not in control of parts of his life. And so that's the sort of the both sides of Stoicism. It's carving out freedom with your time because that's so important. But also with the free time you have, are you free inside your own mind? Are you free from internal slave drivers as well? And so that's the question for you today. Are you as free as you think? Where have you carved out freedom? And are you aware of this? Because it's in the awareness that we find freedom. And I'll give you that quote from Seneca again, because it pertains both to the schedule and both to our thoughts and our emotions and our desires. No slavery is more disgraceful, Seneca tells us, than one which is self-imposed. Thanks so much for listening. If you could leave a review for the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. The reviews make a difference. And of course, every nice review from a nice person helps balance out the crazy people who get triggered and angry anytime we say something they disagree with. So if you could rate this podcast and leave a review on iTunes, that would mean so much to us and it would really help the show. We appreciate it. And I'll see you next episode. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.